Hi, friends. Welcome to another episode of what is now the Coach Brittany Nicole podcast, formerly known as Stress in the City. Yes, I am retiring the name and rebranding to my name. I am Brittany Nicole. I'm an online life and relationship coach for people pleasers. And today I'm really excited to talk to you about the intersection of style and identity. Identity is a complex concept, and I think sometimes we think style is a very vain or surface level concept, but I see it as a entry point into getting to know yourself better, who you are as a person, and expressing who you are and your authentic self by way of the clothes that you wear. So today I'm going to be talking with stylist Tricia Williams, who's worked in corporate retail and the fashion industry for at least 20 years. Tricia also had her own fashion line, which showed at both Philadelphia and New York Fashion Week, and was a designer in residence for the Philadelphia Fashion Incubator in 2013. I also really love her point of view as someone who knows the power of style to help you find yourself and express yourself. So we had a really great chat about this intersection between style and identity. She has some really great tips on expressing your own style, even if this is something that you struggle with. I hope you enjoy the conversation as much as I enjoyed being a part of it. And here it goes. Okay, so let's just jump right into it.
Right.
Okay, so I would like you to talk a bit about like what you do as a stylist. And specifically, I remember in our conversation, you were talking about your package. You really focus not just on like the styling and fashion aspect of it, but on the really like the self-care and the prioritizing yourself and realizing your worth. Mm-hmm. So can you talk about what it is that you do as a stylist?
Well, as a personal stylist, I've put together what I call, for now, what I call my elite package, where I'm focusing really, like you said, on women who have suffered from martyr complex syndrome. There you go. And just helping them to focus that they are important, that their wants and needs are of value, and just showing them ways that they could value themselves and putting themselves first. So I start from the very beginning. Once they sign a contract with me, I send them their favorite flowers, just so I'm giving them their literal flowers mm-hmm. as they're here to smell them. So just so that from the top, they know that they're appreciated, that this whole experience is about you and you only. Like, you don't have to feel guilty. You don't have to feel like you don't deserve this, because you definitely do. And you deserve it because you've decided that you deserve it. So I'm trying to let women just know that right from the gate. And then from there, we have a 7-day selfie challenge where I have them do full body mirror selfies, just so that they could get a sense of what they're wearing. It also gives me a sense of their current style. And then I just want them to see themselves for who they are at this present moment. And I want them to do some journaling. So some journal prompts on how they feel, what exactly they're wearing, and how they feel they're perceived. Mm-hmm. Most importantly, on how they feel. Because yes, perception is important, but it's not more important than how you feel about yourself at that moment. Right. So I want to just drive home that emphasis, like, this is about you. This is how you decide to show up for the world. And that's more important than anything else in anybody else's opinion. So we start there. After the 7-day selfie challenge, then I meet with them to just go through the selfies, give my assessment on their current style, and just see, give them suggestions on how we can move them forward into a style that still represents them and their ambitions and their goals, but doesn't move them so far away that they don't recognize themselves. Mm-hmm. So I talked them through that along with some journal prompts, just on confidence. Well, why is this experience important to them? What will happen if they don't fully embrace this experience? Like, will they achieve their goals? Will they be the woman they see themselves being? And what will happen when they actually do this and achieve the style success from this whole process? So I try to just keep on affirming them and letting them know, like, this is a holistic process, but it's all about you, your growth, and where you want to go with it.
That's the word that I'm saying, that's exactly the word that came to my mind, is holistic, because like style is not just the stuff that you're putting on your body. It's all of the things that you feel about yourself and how you want to look versus how you actually look. And that, like all of these inside inner world pieces that culminate with how you dress yourself. I did want to ask you to elaborate a little bit on what martyr complex syndrome is.
Okay. Well, martyr complex syndrome is basically a syndrome where a person is trying to see how I could break this down. They basically help, but from a place where they are sacrificing themselves in the process. Mm-hmm. So they're giving so much of themselves that is to their own personal detriment, which, you know, it's always great to be helpful, but it's like, you have to have boundaries, and people who suffer with martyr complex syndrome struggle with their boundaries. And unfortunately, they're often taken advantage of. So because of that, because I've experienced that one too many times, and now I am definitely on the other side of that, I want to help other women also get to the other side of that.
That's, I like so relate with that, because, you know, in my work, I focus a lot on people pleasing. And that's like, once I realized that that's what I was doing, and a lot of what I thought was my personality was just me being an appeasing version of myself so that people would be comfortable with me, or that I would get love or approval or whatever the case is, getting on the other side of that, you're like, oh, I want other people to know, like, you don't have to operate that way. And there's, you know, you can empower yourself to just literally be yourself. And that feels like an act of rebellion. When yes. you're so used to being what everybody else wants you to be, or what other people need you to be, or what you think other people need you to be. So
yes. And it's freeing.
The perfect person to like have this conversation with about where do style and identity intersect, and like, how can you use style to reclaim your identity and accentuate and express who you are inside on the outside?
Yeah.
So I want to ask you, how would you describe your style?
My style, I would say it's complex, right? Because my style is very mood illustrative. So whatever mood I'm in, basically that's how I dress. Mm-hmm. It's also, I would say, mood enhancing. So even if I'm in a bad mood, I'll put on something really cute just to make myself feel better.
Right.
So I love a lot of color. I love color. I like adore it, especially like very clear tones. So bright colors like oranges and fuchsias and pinks and purple, all of that is like, just bring it on me. I love it. And I also, I would say like, I have this like kind of classic edge where it's like, I like classic pieces, like a good trouser, wide leg, darted ankle, any of that. I love them. I just love them. I love a pointy toe shoe as well. But then I have this edge where it's like, I love me some leather. I love.
Now we're talking. I'm the leather girl.
Yeah. I love a good leather moto jacket. I love a good leather pant, a leather skirt, a leather pleated mini. Like those are like my staples. So I have a classic to me, but also an edge. And then I love a concert tee and like a slogan tee. Like I have on one right now.
So oh, I love that.
Thank you. Thank you.
So dope. And I love all three of those women as well. Yes. That's like the trifecta right there.
Yes. Yes. So it's like, I try to let my clothes do the talking for me. Like as soon as I enter a room, like I want someone to be like, okay, yeah, I see what you're talking about. You look good, girl. Like,
yes.
That's the first thing I want them to say. Like, oh, she dresses nice. Yes, she does.
I love it. Do you feel like did you hone that, or did you like always have that sense of this is how I want to show up and I want to be seen when I come into the room?
I think it's always a sense that I've had, but with suffering from martyr complex syndrome, you kind of dull your own light. You dim your shine to make other people more comfortable with you. So it's something that I didn't have, especially in, I would say, my early years of motherhood. I was so overwhelmed with motherhood that it's like, I was just in a mommy uniform. Anything that could get dirty that I didn't care about, that's what I was wearing all the time. Now that most of my children are older, it's like, I'm like, oh, it's my time now.
That's right.
Now I could have nice things because I don't have to worry about somebody spitting up on it. So that's where I'm at. So I definitely honed it.
I can so relate with like the people pleaser in me making me
stay a safe version of myself with my style, or avoiding doing things that like I feel like people might question or judge, or like my hair, for example. I locked my hair last year, and it took me like 2 years to make the decision to do it, because I was so concerned about like people judging me, or like I was in corporate America at the time, and I was like, is it going to be difficult for me to get a job with locks? Because there's this perception that it's not professional, or it's not cleanly, or whatever the case is. Yeah. And so, yeah, like I totally get that. That was one of the things I was going to ask you, is like, how do you feel like people pleasing or martyr complex syndrome shows up in style? Are there any other ways that you can, that you see that besides like shrinking yourself, that that may show up in the way that we dress ourselves?
That's a good question. I would say definitely in the way you dress, but also the way you present yourself. Like I have a very loud, bold, boisterous personality. Like that's who I am. I'm the enthusiastic friend. I'm the one who'll cheer you on. I'm the one screaming at the graduation, like, yeah, girl, you did it. Like that's who I am. But being a martyr and being so focused on how everybody else seen me and what they needed of me, mm-hmm. I would dim that as well. Like, so I wasn't living in my full Leo energy, like at all. I was like, oh no, what is so-and-so gonna think? Oh God, whatever. And then also I was trapped in these cycles of toxic friendships where it's like, I would have a friend who would be upset if I was going out with other people. So then I wasn't posting the times I was going out online. And I'm here like, wait, what am I doing? So it's like, you tend to hide who you really are in order to just appease somebody's need and perception of you. And I'm here like, I'm too old for that. I'm not living for anybody else besides myself at this point. Yeah, of course, my husband and my children, but it's like, more importantly than anything, it's how I feel about me.
That's so true. As you were saying that, the toxic friendships part, it made me think about another way that I think we abandon like our true expression, is by like dressing the way everybody in our circle dresses. Because if you're different, then it's like, well, what are you doing? Like, yep. Why you got that on? What statement are you trying to make? Or, you know, be that fear of like being made fun of or being called weird or whatever the case is. So yes. Yeah, it's interesting how it's this, like, you think it's this surface thing, but it really is like, style is about communicating and expressing yourself and information about who you are, and like having the courage to do that, even if it might like ruffle some feathers or like make people ask questions.
Exactly. Because like you said, that's exactly what style is. It's how you outwardly communicate with the world without saying anything. Like it's how you express yourself without saying a single word. So if you're in a group where it's like, with me, I'm like a size 12, 14, have been my entire life, but I've always felt like I'm sexy as hell. But okay. I've had other people who are like, oh no, you shouldn't wear that. Oh my God, look at that. And I'm here looking at them like, if I'm fine with what I'm wearing, why are you so concerned with what I'm wearing? Mm-hmm. You understand? Like, am I embarrassing you? I dress and show my sexiness in a way that's tasteful. It's not a way that anybody should feel embarrassed about. So if I'm wearing it and I'm comfortable, other people are giving me compliments, why do you have an issue?
I feel like I'm at this place, and you can probably relate to this too, where we've done a lot of work on ourselves now to when we know when somebody projects their insecurity, it's just like, oh, that's what you're insecure about. Okay. You wouldn't do this because that would make you uncomfortable. That actually has nothing to do with me. Exactly. That is a you problem. Exactly.
Yes. And it's like you said, you get to a point where you've worked on yourself, where you realize the things that people say to you, it's automatically not about you, right? Really, per se. You're just the target of what they're feeling about themselves. Exactly. So it's like, you have to get to this place where you don't take anything personal, the four agreements. Like, people will say things to me and I'm here like, oh, that's how you're feeling?
Yep. It makes people kind of see through a little bit when they start projecting. It's like, oh, that's who you are.
Yeah.
Noted. Yeah. Okay.
Got it. Yep. It is like you get this, I don't know, like these, this telescope into who they are. Once you get this freedom of just knowing who exactly you are, you're just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's fine.
So it's fine. What was the turning point for you to where like you got away from the keeping yourself small and kind of holding your shine back? Like, what was that? What was the trigger or process like for you for that?
I would say COVID, which COVID was difficult because I was working a corporate job. I actually had locks for 13 years. Very long.
I didn't know that.
Yes, I had my locks were literally when I cut them, they were about 3 feet long. They were down to my head. Yep. And during COVID, because unfortunately our country was being run by an imbecile, I was terrified. Like my anxiety was on a scale of 1 to 10, it was probably 25. Like I would wake up anxious. I was having issues sleeping. Like my sleeping pattern was off. The way I was eating was off. It was showing itself in my skin. I was just petrified that I was going to lose a member of my family. That was my deepest fear on that whole thing. Yeah. And I was doing that while trying to work a 9-to-5 job from home. So navigating being basically a full-time mother and working a full-time job, it was just complete and utter chaos in my mind. And I just couldn't reconcile the fact, like, how are we going to get through this alive? Yeah. How are we going to do this? And then you get to the point where you're doomsday scrolling and you're seeing all the numbers going up and the numbers around you and all this other stuff. All of that was just way too much. And I just started going within. And I would say it was one particular week where it was right before Memorial Day in 2020 when George Floyd was murdered. That same week, my brother's former girlfriend, her mother passed away. One of my best friends, her mother passed away. My other best friend, her father passed away, and she was diagnosed with breast cancer. Wow. All in the same week. And I swear from there, I just started seeing little hairs everywhere. My locks started to fall out.
Oh,
that's how stressed I was. And I was just, then that becomes another stressor because these are locks. And it's like before, my locks to me was like where my beauty was. Like they were luscious. They were gorgeous. Like I was so in love with my locks. They were just big and beautiful and full and like, oh, they were beautiful. And it's like the thought of losing them felt like I was losing a part of myself. That becomes another stressor. You're trying so hard to hold on to them that it's like eventually it got to the point where it was easier for me to let them go than to hold on.
Oh my God. And
with letting that go, it just seemed like the floodgates opened. I just started thinking about everything in a different perspective. Like before I was like, am I even beautiful without my locks? And then, you know, you cut your hair and you look at yourself, you're like, okay, my face is still here. No, I am still beautiful. I am still this. Then I started looking at my job. I'm here like, I'm not even happy doing this. Why am I doing this? What am I going to be happy doing? What have I always wanted to do? Like, I swear I went on like an eat, pray, love where I started painting. I started buying plants. I redecorated my whole house. I purged my whole closet. Then I, you know, this is all while cutting my hair. Like everything changed, like little by little.
I love an eat, pray, love narrative. I am always here for that.
Girl, and it's
had a winter, and then it like, it opened up you to kind of like reimagine your life, it sounds like.
Yes, completely. Because I was like, if I'm not happy doing this, what am I happy doing? What has always brought me joy? And it's like one of my good friends who's a social worker who's been telling me this for years. She was like, Trisha, everything you do always goes back to fashion. You know this, right? Everything you say, everything you want, you find some way to incorporate fashion. Why aren't you doing it? Yeah. And it's like, I was a fashion designer at one point. I had my own line. I was in the Philadelphia Fashion Incubator, thought I was doing something, but literally got no money from it. And the drain I felt from that process, I was like, it traumatized me. I'm like, I don't ever want to be a fashion designer again. Forget that industry. No. I need to be away from it. But with talking to her, as well as talking to my therapist, Love that woman. She was like, you can define fashion for what it is to you.
Oh, that's
not great. From what the industry says it is, not from what anybody else says it is, but what it means to you. How do you do that? And so I started thinking about that, like, okay, how do I do that? Like, how do I show up? How do I be this fashionable person? How do I be a woman in fashion on my own terms? So then I started doing TikTok videos, just showing people like, okay, I could dress. Like, I'm gonna show you how I could dress. Like, just started doing that, thinking that I'm like, oh, maybe I should be an influencer. But then I realized when I was doing fashion design and doing all these fashion shows, it seemed like one of my favorite parts was when I was having fittings with these models. And these are beautiful women, absolutely gorgeous. And they're like, oh, but am I too big for this? Am I too, should I lose weight? I'm like, this isn't about the clothes, honey. You look amazing. I need you to know that. I can alter these clothes to fit you. Don't worry about the clothes. And just seeing how they were shrinking just to fit into an outfit. Where I was like, no, you should be coming alive in your clothes.
Oh, I love that.
You should be feeling beautiful once you put this on. And I know from them, it was a standpoint of a job, but it always made me think when it comes to that relationship, women shouldn't be afraid of wearing things. It should make them feel beautiful. They should feel amazing where they have it. And if it doesn't, throw that shit away. Like, you don't need it. Like, you don't need to put yourself into this mold of this outfit because you think that's what the world wants from you. That's what you should look, whatever. No, it's about how you feel and how you express that in your clothes. So that's when I was like, I should be a personal stylist. That's how I marry fashion and helping women to feel better about themselves. That's how I do it.
I love that.
I started giving style tips in my TikTok videos and just letting women know, okay, here's some principles to dress by. This is what you do. And like, just showing them ways on just putting the damn clothes on your body and seeing how you feel. That should be the first thing you do. And it's like, I fell in love with the process. And through that, I'm like, all right, yep, I have a degree in fashion design, but they don't teach you how to style. I know how to style myself. I've worked with other people, realizing that this has been an unpaid hobby of mine for like the better part of 20 years, considering I've dressed everybody in my life or given them some sort of style advice since college. Actually, if I'm really being honest with myself, I did all the costumes in high schools for all my variety shows and talent shows and everything.
So this has been you.
It's been me, but it's just, I had to go through trauma and a bunch of negative experiences to realize this has been you all along.
Yep.
You just need to show the world who exactly you are from your standpoint. Not from what other people need of you.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I feel that. And I feel your passion, not just for fashion, but for helping people to go through that process and being like a guide for them to see like you got it. You're okay. Let me just help you unlock the pieces of yourself so you can put them together in your own way.
Yeah.
So if somebody is like in that place that you were in, where you're like, it's time to redo all of this. What would you give them as maybe like just some basic things that they can do to start figuring out like, what is my authentic style? How do I even construct that for somebody who doesn't know at all?
I would say, first of all, tap into your current wardrobe because, you know, your current wardrobe, even though it might not be what you want to be, it leaves clues of what you like. You know what I mean? Do a closet purge. Go through, look at the stuff and the things that you have worn and you wear consistently. Look at the style of it. Even if it's like a t-shirt and you're like, oh, this t-shirt's raggedy. What did you originally like about that t-shirt? What called you to that t-shirt to make you buy it? And if it's something that, oh, I like the color, go with that color. If it's something out of utility, think about, okay, why did you need it? So now think from that standpoint, why do I need these things?
That's
you know what I mean? And I would say also go on Pinterest, go look at all the fashion and literally make yourself your dream wardrobe. Like be limitless with it. Don't give a shit if it's a designer, if it's Forever 21, whatever. Look and compile a bunch of images that you're like, yes, I want to wear that. Oh my gosh.
You said a key word, which is be limitless, which I think we struggle with that mentally. Like we put these constraints on ourselves on just in our imagination, even when we're doing these like thought exercises, like, oh, I could never get that because I can't afford it. So who cares?
Yes.
Like put exactly. Like as you're building that virtual wardrobe, and I recommend Pinterest too.
Yes.
Like just like give yourself permission to do whatever you want to do. It's exactly. It's an experiment. Like but exactly. But there's this thing in our mind sometimes that we still limit ourselves even in a space where we actually don't have limits.
Exactly. And I can't lie. I've been guilty of that considering being in the fashion and retail industry and knowing how much things cost versus how yeah. much they retail, I had this aversion to designer items because I'm here like, I'm not spending on that. I can make that. Da, da, da. But mm-hmm. then I'm here like, am I valuing money over my time? Mm. Do I not deserve good things? Do I not deserve the convenience that luxury brings?
Ooh, I love
it. And it's like, you have to ask yourself these questions and be like, why am I limiting myself? Who told me I can't? Who told me I don't deserve
that right there? Who told me I can't? That's like one of my favorite questions. Like,
yes.
And a lot of the times the answer is like, it just doesn't even matter. Like they're wrong. And exactly. like, you don't have to listen to them. Even if they told you, you can't, you don't have to listen.
Exactly. Like who is the authority in your life?
Right.
Is it you? Are all these random people that frankly don't pay your bills, yeah. that opinions can't do anything for you. So who are you listening to? Yes. Yes. So it's like, take back your power, be limitless, go on Pinterest, anything you could dream of in a wardrobe, look for it, like put it together. And then from there, start building, like look at different retailers. Don't necessarily go to like Louis Vuitton or Gucci if you can't afford that, yeah. but go to things that are within your budget right now and look for items that resemble the wardrobe that you desire and just start building. Like you could just start getting staples. Like if you love jeans, start trying on different jeans, try on different cuts, see which looks best on your body. Study your body shape, study it. And I know we live in a time of body positivity that you don't know, you don't owe anybody pretty, but you owe yourself flattery. You owe yourself comfort. You owe yourself beauty. And if that's what you want to present to yourself, find the best ways to do it. Like with me, my body type, I call it a fruit salad, right? Because I know a lot of people, they identify body types with fruits just because it's the easiest thing to visualize. And I know, you know, people get offended by that, all that other stuff, but it's like, it's the easiest thing. Like right now, I've always had kind of like an hourglass figure because my shoulders are proportionate with my hips. Mm-hmm. I used to have a lot more bust pre-children, and it's like, I have a big old butt and my waist is pretty narrow. But then since having children, my waist has filled out a bit, but it's not a rectangle at all. It's just, it's still the narrowest part of my body, yeah. but it's just a little fuller. And now I have a belly. So it's like, okay, now this belly is like an apple. So that's why I'm here. Like, I'm pretty much a fruit salad. You know what I mean?
So I have a question. This is like, for me, trying to educate yeah. myself on body types. Okay. I had been like researching, cause I was trying to do just exactly that, like studying my body type. And I've heard of like Kibbe and all these different like body typing systems. Do you recommend or have any thoughts on any of those things? Like, are those useful or helpful?
See, the thing is with fashion, I feel like everybody's always looking for an easy fix. They're yeah. looking for some sort of formula just to tell them what exactly to do. But it's all about your emotion and your mindset and what you're willing to embrace. You know what I mean? I would say learn your body type in terms of a guideline of how to find things that still speak to you. Like for me, like I wear like a lot of high-waisted things, but because of my height, people be like, oh, maybe you should go mid-waist. Mid-waist cuts me right across my belly. And then it gives me a muffin top, like an eighth. Like, no, that's not what I do. I like high-waisted because it narrows right into my waist. And then it's like, it just slims across my hips and it defines my shape. So I would say, look at your body type in terms of like, say for instance, if you're a pear and you have like a longer torso, look for things that will just give you balance, but then go out, take that guideline and find things that speak to you. Like, so if you have like a narrower shoulder, but wider hips, look for things that have like volume on top, like a puff sleeve sort of thing, but look for something that will fit what you want. You know what I mean? Not just because it's a puff sleeve. Oh, I need that. That's what I should wear. No. Yeah. Do you like it? Does it speak to you? Does it speak to the wardrobe that you would like to build? Then get it. But don't just get it because a fashion formula said you need puff sleeve tops. You know what I mean?
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. I was struggling with that myself because in my redesign process. So here's my style story. I was an all black girl all the time. Like everything's black all the time. And I got to a point where I realized like, that's a shield. That's my way of hiding or shrinking or protecting myself or like trying to give off this don't F with me vibe. Yeah. By appearing hard, appearing tough. And, you know, my style, I like a lot of punk elements and I do like edge, but there came a point where I was like, okay, I don't want to be carrying this shield around anymore. I don't need the shield anymore. Right. So I'm like trying to figure out what my style is and what my body type is. And I'm looking for a formula. I'm like, okay, well, give me something that I can like, I have a specific input and a specific output, and then I know exactly what I'm going to get out of it. And it didn't work exactly that way because I'm tall and I have an hourglass like shape and everything that all the formulas tell me to dress a certain way, but it had me feeling a way that wasn't me. Right. It's like, you need to wear these ruffly dresses and like, you always want to look sexy or like, this is what feminine is. And I was like, I'm just not feeling that. I'm just not feeling it. So it's kind of an ongoing experiment for me, but I think that that can also be like the fun part of getting to know yourself is experimenting.
Yes. Yes.
Like that you mentioned a part of your package is the selfie challenge, because like taking pictures of yourself, looking at yourself consistently in the mirror, then that's like a real reality check.
Yep.
And when I did that, that's part of when I realized not only am I wearing black all the time, but I'm wearing clothes that are too big because I don't want to be seen. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be perceived as attractive. So yeah. I'm hiding. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's an experiment, and that's okay. That's part of getting to know yourself and growing. And you'll continue to do that even after you've done it. You'll still continue to grow and evolve, and your style will change.
Yes, yes. And like you said, like, trauma presents itself in the way you present to the world.
It does.
Like, you will wear a shield. You will sit there and try to hide completely in what you wear, but there's no hiding, right? Yeah. Like, at all. You're still there. People still see you. You know what I mean? So why not show up as your authentic self, regardless of what they think, whatever, but show what makes you feel good. And therefore you look better. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like you're a blank canvas, no matter what. It's like what you decide to paint is that's your painting, the portrait that you're showing the world. You know what I mean? So make a nice one. Why not?
I love that. That's so true. I want to ask about body confidence too, because you talked about earlier, you're comfortable and confident in your body. And that's something that like a lot of women can't or don't say or don't feel. And if they do feel it, they feel like they're not supposed to say it. If I were to make a post on Instagram and I'm like, ooh, I look good today. There's this part of my brain that's like, maybe I shouldn't say that, or maybe I'm bragging, or maybe whatever. What are some ways, that you feel like you can acquire confidence in your skin, not just the style part, but your actual body?
I think number one is acceptance, accepting who and where you are right now. Cause yes, I'm very confident in my skin, but there's some parts that I'm here like, oh, I'd like to work on that. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I've accepted who I am and the role that my body has played in my life. Like, it has carried me through almost 42 years of life, 4 children, Lord knows however many situation is still here and it shows up for me every day. So I need to love, honor, and respect and be grateful for my body and the fact that I am able to do things when there's so many people that aren't. Mm-hmm. I still have agility. I still have flexibility, and God has blessed me with another day to walk with this body. Yeah. So just accepting yourself and really loving your body for what it is, despite if there's parts of it that you want to change, just showing your body love and care. Like, it starts there for me. Like, I had to accept, yes, I'm this size. Yes, I got this belly. Yes, I got these thighs, this butt, all of that. Okay, it is what it is. Now, how do I dress it so that I can look at myself and be like, damn, girl, you look good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And really just showing myself the love and care that I would give to everybody else. Like, with my children, when they're like, oh, I don't like this, what do? I go out and I try to help them. I try to guide them. Why can't my body get the same love and care? So I try to make sure I take really good care of myself and do things that nourish my body, show it that I love it, like put on some lotion, get some nice silky things, get some nice clothes, and just be like, oh, all right. And all of that has just made me even more comfortable in my skin to the point where, you know, you go outside, somebody might look at you a certain way. You're like, okay, all right, I hope you like what you see. Yeah. It's a free show. If you don't like it, feel free to look away. That's
fine. Yes.
Like, it's like you just get so unbothered when you've decided that I love me. Mm-hmm. I love me no matter what me looks like, no matter what me feels like. I love me, and I'm going to treat me like I love me. Like, you just, it kind of sets you free from all these limitations that, you know, society puts on you, thinking you should look this, you should do that, mm-hmm. whatever. I don't give a shit what anybody else says. I love me.
I love that you like the way that you describe that, I think is so accessible and realistic, because we're not saying like, you got to love every piece of yourself to love you. If you don't love yourself head to toe, every single cell and mitochondria, then you don't love yourself. Like, that's not what it is. It's acceptance. Like, mm-hmm. I like how I look in this outfit, but this outfit brings out a part of my body that I don't necessarily want to flatter. That's self-love. That's being realistic. That's accepting yourself. And you also described it like, you know, it's a practice. It's not something that happens overnight. It's not something you do once. It's a relationship that you maintain with yourself and treating yourself like you're worth it. Like, yeah. You know, taking care of yourself and investing in yourself is worth it. And your mindset grows, your self-worth grows, your self-concept grows as you do that.
Yes.
So yes, I love that you shared that.
Thank you.
So this has been awesome.
Yay.
I don't think I have any other like questions or topics at the top of my mind. Do you have anything that you want to talk about or get into more?
I would just say, you know, continue to do the things that make you feel better. To all people that are listening, you know what I mean? Like, just make sure you really feed yourself and nourish yourself. You know what I mean? Treat yourself like how you would treat your most precious possession, you know? And I feel like a lot of people don't do that. You know, they might value a bag, they might value their car, whatever. But do you treat yourself just as valuably? You know what I mean? Like, pay close attention to what you love and feed into that. Mm-hmm. And the number one thing of that should be yourself. You know what I mean? So I guess that's my last.
Those are excellent parting words.
Thank you.
Well, how can people get in touch with you and find out more about your styling packages and services, Trish?
Okay, well, I'm on Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, YouTube, all at I Am Trisha Will. You could also reach me via email at I am Trisha Will@TrishaWill.com. So it's all thanks, Trisha Will.
Got it. Well, you guys, this has been an awesome conversation. I appreciate you, Trish, so much for joining me to discuss this middle ground of style and identity. I hope that there were some gems that you can take and apply in your life and get you closer to the path of, you know, just being aligned with who you really are and more in your authentic self and your authentic style. So thank you again, Trish. I really appreciate it. I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Until the next time, friends. Bye. Okay.
Thank you. This was so much fun. I love
it. Thank you. This was so much fun. That was really, really great. Oh my God. I love what you're doing. And I feel like you have such a gift, the combination of like knowing the style part piece, but also like really knowing what people need in their soul. So I'm excited to see more of this.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
I'm so excited to be doing this episode.
Of course.
You should have seen me and my husband were at the grocery store. I'm like, I gotta get back. Like, this is important. You don't understand. He was like, oh, okay. So thank you so much for inviting me. I really appreciate it. And girl, if you ever want me to talk again, I am here.
I will probably hit you up because I'm sure I'll have some more ideas. So yes, let's do it.
Yes. Okay. All right.
Well, enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye.